getting set to bring you this action tonight. And Pat, it's a pleasure to get to work with you here. We enjoy having you on the broadcast crew of Friday Night Lights, and we've got a little peek at that last Sunday night down here, Albie and Eddyville going out in an alumni game. But this is two teams with outstanding pitchers, and I think that's going to be maybe the storyline for tonight's contest. Why don't we set up the starting lines for both ball clubs for tonight's game?
All right, Jason, and thank you for the invite. It's great to be here. Starting off for the Rockets is going to be the third baseman, Jake Crosby. In center field, batting second is Lane Wells. The catcher behind the plate, Brett Roberts. Cleanup batter, playing first base tonight, Christian Bambrook. In left field, Tyler Archer will be batting fifth. Trevor Schwartz, shortstop, will be batting sixth. Ethan Conrad, right fielder, he'll be next. Craig Larkin, the pitcher, and the DH, Drake Menuez.
Crosby to lead things off, the outstanding wrestler. And baseball just does it all, doesn't he?
He had over 200 yards rushing in that season finale victory for the Rockets in the fall.
Yep. Multi-purpose athlete. Here's a drive into right field. It's hooking, and the right fielder's there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. But Crosby is swinging at the first pitch.
At the last game that the Rockets played against Mid Prairie, he was a first pitch swinger, and kind of the same result. One swing, one out, and the number 34 is coming up next for the Rockets. Lane Wells, the center fielder.
Lane Wells, the right-handed center fielder, standing in. Just underway. Glad to have you along tonight. Pat Powers joining me behind the. Here's a line drive straight over to the first baseman, but two pitches and two outs, Pat. But a thing for the Rockets there, it's good efficiency for Albie's pitching, but they got solid connections with the baseball.
That's true. And they just hit it at two people right away. Bang, bang. Here comes Brett Roberts, the catcher.
Roberts, another outstanding
multi-purpose pitch
athlete. Ground ball towards third. Fair ball picked up by Underwood over the first. That's not going to be in time. Boy, you wonder maybe just let that roll a little bit, but that ball stayed fair.
Looked like it was going to curve a foul, but it stayed on the line. So he had to make that decision. He picked it up and fired too late.
Roberts with the infield single. That'll bring up Christian Bambrook. And, boy, this young man really demonstrated when you lost some seniors during the basketball season, he's really stepped in and demonstrated he's going to be an outstanding basketball player as well.
And he fired a three-hitter against Mid Prairie. I was very impressed with that ball game. So he's come along as a sophomore.
Runner at first. Here's a fastball. Swing and a foul. 0-2 the count. Two down. Top of the first inning just underway here at Eddyville Blakesburg. Beautiful night for baseball. Warm evening. 0-2 count. Stalzer brings the heat outside. Ball one. Boy, they got the place looking great, Pat.
Well, they've done a fine job. The maintenance crew has done great. The coaches have got the field looking fantastic for this district final.
Stalzer looks over the first, brings a fastball, fouled off, and nearly got Pat in the shin there.
I had confidence in the Cyclone fence. It's been up here for a long time. I was in good shape that way.
Count stays at 1-2 here. Bambrook at the plate. Stalzer
looking
checks
back.
The runner, throws him over the first. And that's one thing the Rockets, they have lots of speed on this team. And I think in a night like this where both pitchers are going to really be the dominance of the game, that you're going to take and maybe take some chances on the base path and try to get as much production as you can.
The runner was going on that. The third strike swung on and missed by Bambrook, and that'll end the inning. No hit and no runs, and one runner left on base for the Rockets at the top of the half of the first inning.
We'll be right back after a quick timeout. The Blue Demons will come to the bat here. You're listening to Blue Demon and Rocket Baseball, Playoff Baseball, District 11 Finals. When we come back, more baseball action.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union. Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned, and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting a community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Just underway here at Eddyville. Rockets and the Blue Team is going at it, and let's get a look at the starting pitcher for the Rockets, Craig Larkin. And Craig has been outstanding his entire career here, Pat.
The left-handed ace, senior to be this coming year. He's got another season after this. He's done a fantastic job. And the thing that I've noticed about this young man is his power on his fastball has come up considerably from a year ago. It seemed like a year ago he relied on his off-speed pitches to fool the batters. Now he'll get them down 0-2 with the fastball and then come in from time to time with that fastball. But then he'll get them with the off-speed stuff as well. He had 19 strikeouts against the Cardinal Comets in that opening game. Just a phenomenal job. Walked one batter, and that was in the last inning, and then he was wiped out on a fielder's choice. So,
J.D. Kern will get the first look for the Blue Demons at Craig Larkin. And not sure here. Something wrong with the helmet. Yeah, there's some tape on it. I bet that's what caught the home plate umpire's eyes.
Interesting that he didn't catch that before the game. Usually they look through that stuff.
Right. Larkin on the mound, and J.D. Kern, the second baseman, will stand in. Kern on the season, .333 batting average. Left-hander's first pitch upstairs for ball one.
I think the key to Craig is to get established early in the ball game and get his continuity going, and then he'll be fine.
He's lights out when he's ahead of the batter.
Oh, definitely. You're at a big advantage when you're up on that's the hitter 0-1, 0-2.
And both these players, that's exactly look at Stalzer and Larkin, two of the better pitchers in the conference in Southern Iowa, period. Here's a curveball, breaks on the outside corner, 1-2 the count.
You mentioned, Jason, it's a beautiful evening. There's people taking advantage of the shade trees in the center field and right field. They got it made.
They sure do. We're right here in the center. Here's a drive by J.D. Kern out to center field. It takes a one hop. It's going to roll to the fence. And J.D.'s on his way to second base with a stand-up double. That'll get the Albia crowd into it, and that's a confidence booster for the Albia battery.
I can't understand why Centerville Lane Wells was shading him to the right field with the right-handed hitter. He should have been, in my estimation, and he should have been playing him to pull.
And sometimes when you have a pitcher like Larkin, it was really overwhelming, the fastball. And that's something you just said, you know. He's really come along with his fastball, always been able to pick his spots, but it's the thing I've seen him most improved this year.
They're shading him, this batter, the same way. Lane's shaded him to the right field side in case he hits late on that fastball.
Ball one upstairs. Eric Bauer at the plate. Lead off double by Curran. Here's a call strike right down the heart of the plate, a fastball. Larkin, what is he, about 6'1", 6'2"?
Craig, yep, he's about 6'1".
Big, strong kid. Great family, great kid. Here's a swing and a miss, threw a fastball in the outside corner right by Bauer.
I think that's the thing about Craig. He has dedicated himself to the
game
of baseball. He does a lot of off-season work, and he's done a tremendous job for himself.
Here's a pitch inside, just missed. Bauer now 2-2. Curran down at second base, leadoff double for the Blue Demons. No score, bottom of the first inning. Here's a swing and a miss of the fastball upstairs. Bauer can't catch up to it. Strikeout to number one. And the first down of the inning. And that'll bring up Hunter Hastings. Boy, you know, if you're the Rockets here, you'd like to get out of this inning and leave Curran stranded at second base. And that really frustrates your opponent.
No question.
And now you'd like to get on the scoreboard first. Here's a high pop fly hit towards the... And they're going to go out of play, right towards the press box.
Right in the cheap seats there, and they didn't want anything to do with that foul ball.
No way. Back up there quite a ways. Hastings, the center fielder. Hunter having an outstanding junior season, .313 batting average. Looking for a chance to give his team an RBI with a single here. The fastball hangs outside. 1-1 the count. Curran down at second. One away, bottom of the first inning, no score. Pat Powers joining me here behind the plate. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Larkin out in front here of Hunter Hastings. 1-2 count. Larkin looks back, Curran. It's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. That's going to hold the runner over at first. The throw to first to Vamber. Boy, does he just looks the part of a first baseman, too. That kid is a long, exceptional coordination as well.
He's got the stretch for it, that's
he
for
does.
Sure. You know, I watched the ball game last Saturday and watched Larkin pitch, and I was at a different angle. I was off to the side, and I could really see the movement of the ball. Now, being right behind the plate, I can really tell how fast that baby's coming in.
Yeah, I'm glad I got about 20 feet separating me and the batter's box. The heat throws some heat. Here's a pitch outside. Stalzer at the plate. Jake with a chance to help him and his teammates. With Curran down at second base, leadoff double. The Blue Demons don't want to waste anything here. And the Rockets would like to be able to get out of this and really build some confidence. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one.
He didn't have a very good swing at that.
No.
More of a swat at it. He knew it was good, and he couldn't catch up to it.
Here's a pitch upstairs. Stalzer hangs off. 4-22 on the season goes Stalzer. It's been absolutely outstanding. Went 4-for-4 the first game against PCM. And I believe 1-for-3 the other night. Really hot at the plate.
They were able to handle Monroe, PCM Monroe, 8-2.
That was efficiency. You know, when I look back at it, they had 7 hits and generated 8 runs. That's efficiency. Timely hitting. It's like a Curran's double. You don't want to waste that. Here's a fastball, and it's going to be drove into the center field. J.D. Curran on his way to the plate, and he's going to score for the first run of the night. Stalzer with an RBI single. Albie scores first. Stalzer goes down to second base on the throw home. Good piece of hitting right there.
Good piece of hitting.
Sometimes that can be really good. On a hot day when you don't have to, you know, you're not out there and the sun just bakes your brain. But it can lull you to sleep a little bit at times when you're not forced to field anything.
Yeah, when he strikes out 19 people, 19 outs, you don't have to do a whole lot of defensively.
No. That's domination. 1-0 Albia, 2 away, bottom of the first inning. It's a pitch outside that hangs out there for ball 2. 2-1 here. Wilson Sinclair at the plate.
I go back to that earlier comment saying the first inning he usually needs to get into a groove. So Albia's taking advantage of that first inning steadiness by Larkin.
There's a call strike. 2-2. We see that a lot with pitchers. The longer the game goes along, if they just keep things without getting away, the stronger they get. They get that confidence. And here's a pitch inside, ball 3. Oh, called a strike. I didn't see that. It looked like a good pitch. Just didn't see him call it.
Full count, 2 outs. Let's see what happens on this pitch, the payoff.
Stalzer down second. Larkin winds it up, sends it home. Line drive right over the head of Coach and Morgan down there at first base, and that was a shot.
Yeah, he had to wake up on that one. Good thing he didn't have his sunglasses on.
Full count here, 2 down. 1 run across for the Blue Demons. Stalzer down second base. He's got the RBI single. Here's a ground ball hit towards second. Scott over there picks it up. Over the Bambrook at first base for the 3rd out of the inning. But for the Blue Demons, they get 1 run across. A leadoff double by J.D. Curran. And Stalzer helps himself and his teammates with a RBI single. And now he'll score first here. And we'll go to the top of the second inning with the Blue Demons leading 1-0. When we come back, Pat Powers, Jason Summers, you're bringing you playoff baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Those those we love remain with us, for love itself lives on, and cherished memories never fade because a loved one's gone. Those we love can never be more than a thought apart, for as long as there's a memory, they'll live on in the heart.
During your time of loss, let the caring staff at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home help you preserve your memories and honor your loved ones with services available at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. We offer a full line of services, including an on-site crematory. Contact Richard Tharp, Cody Kroll, or Leroy Winfield at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years, and all vehicles come...
Lead off run gives Abby a little bit of a psychological advantage.
Yep, every mental error that occurs is going to play against you some way, shape, or form. A walk,
yep.
A missed ball, a bad throw, it's going to come back to haunt you.
2-1 here. Tyler Archer, the batter. 3-0-1 on the season. Left fielder, left-handed batter. Lefty on lefty. Here's a shot into left field. Summers giving chase to it. It's going to one-hop. He'll pick it up and get it in. Strong throw to second base, but that'll be a leadoff single for Tyler Archer, and that's how you bounce back if you're the Rockets.
He fought that ball off and got it into left field. Tyler had a huge three-run homer the other night against Mid Prairie, and it landed in the left center field area. So that was continued his hot hitting streak.
That'll bring up Trevor Schwartz, the shortstop, right-handed batter. Archer with the leadoff single. Top of the second inning. Showed bunt. Ball's popped in the air. Underwood's going to grab it. For the first out of the inning, and fortunately it got up in a little way so that the runner came back to first base, but that could have been a double play there.
Poor execution, yep. On the bunt. You got to get it down, not up. And he got below the ball, popped it straight up. Third baseman made a great play.
Ethan Conrad will stand in, 2-11 on the season, right-handed batter.
One of two seniors on the squad.
Yeah, this is a very young Rocket baseball team. Foul ball up and out of play.
Ethan was involved with track, football, just an outstanding student kid, headed to Iowa State in the engineering program.
Well, it's one thing that I know you're around all the time, and with these kids, it's just a lot of really outstanding kids in both these programs.
You know, in a small town, you got to have everybody on board. You need a lot of kids doing lots of things to make it all work out.
Here's a pitch inside. Nearly hit Conrad. He able to hop over it. That's just it. And that's one of the things that, really kind of turns me off a little bit with the specialization that's kind of underway in this society of kids wanting to specialize in one sport. And I think you lose what's necessary in a small town to field the proper teams, but also lose the entire experience of participating in everything.
You bet. You bet.
2-1 count here. Comes a fastball down low. 3-1 here. Ethan Conrad at the plate. One away. Top of the second inning. Tyler Archer led things off with the single. Here comes a 3-1. Fastball, ground ball, hit towards short. One hop bounce. Over to second base, fine defensive play. Bauer going into the hole, come up with it. I didn't know if he's going to get over the second base in time.
He slid on his right foot, and he was able to make a throw right on target for the second baseman for the force out of Archer.
That'll bring up Craig Larkin. Strong left-handed pitcher, bats left-handed. He gets it done anywhere he's on the field.
He had two home runs in that ball game against Mid Prairie, a three-run shot, and then a two-run shot.
346 batting average. Throw over to first, and
very
nearly
close.
Got him. Wow.
Ethan didn't dive in at all, and I think he misunderstood how fast that ball was coming.
Well, that's one thing that these lefties have an advantage of, is that pickoff play to first base. Here's a fastball down low.
Yep.
Pitcher on pitcher. Larkin with the chance to help himself here.
He can freeze that runner with that left foot, and... then fire home and they have the advantage.
Here's a foul ball hooking out of play. Going towards my vehicle. Stay away.
I'm sure you have insurance on that.
I don't want to try it though. Yeah, thanks, Pat. 1-1 count here. Pat Powers, Jason Summers bring you a Rocket, Blue Demon baseball here in District 11 finals. Fastball upstairs. Larkin gave a cut. That's a hard pitch to catch up with.
Yeah, he thought it was in the wheelhouse. It was probably about 6 inches, a little bit too high for him.
Well, he'd catch up that thing, and that thing would have been up in those trees. 1-2 here. Two down, top of the second inning. Pitch outside, ball two.
I'll tell you what, every pitch that's going to occur tonight, Jason, we talked about this earlier, is going to be vital to the outcome of what happens.
It's one of those games. Here's a ground ball hit towards second. Curran picks it up, tosses it over the first base for the third out of the inning, and the Blue Demons able to shut down the Rockets here in the top half of the second inning. Go to the bottom half of the second. I'll be out in front 1-0. Pat Powers, Jason Summers will be right back. Eddieville back to District 11 District Finals when we come back to Blue Demon and Rocket Baseball.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
The best things in life are free, and the same could be said for your farming operation. Do we have you confused yet? While you rarely hear free and farming operation in the same sentence, at Barker Implement, we believe in offering free inspections on your John Deere cornheads. Not only will you save on the inspection, we'll also give you 10% off any parts installed by our John Deere certified technicians. Offer ends soon, so visit ebarkers.com for details. Powered by green, driven by values.
Folks, this is Kevin Oucher, Albia Hy-Vee. We are a proud sponsor of all Albia High School athletics. So for the best deals and the best service, shop your employee-owned Albia Hy-Vee food store.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
-89 degrees. In the air temperature, but the ball game is going to be much hotter than that. We got a hot one here tonight, folks. District 11 finals. And, Pat, you know, I just think back to a couple of years ago in playoff action, a nine-inning ball game with these two pitchers on the mound. And these two teams, when they get together, anytime you have Larkin and Stalls are on the mound, you're going to get an outstanding baseball game.
It's in the Eddieville kids' head. They said that they haven't beaten this guy yet, and they got to prove it tonight to move on in baseball play.
Summers will stand in, Austin. Big right-hander versus the big left-hander. Here's a shot. Summers gets into one, hits it into center field. The center fielder right there will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Got a nice swing on it, but well played by the Rockets.
He was also shaded to the right field, but that time the ball went right to him, so... The coaching staff of the Rockets, Coach Ashman, they do have a game plan on how they want to play these kids.
Well, that's an outstanding coaching staff you got over there. They know what it takes to get things done. What a competitive! You look at this South Central Conference. Top to bottom, outstanding conference.
Davis County on top of their opponent tonight. See how long that lasts. Hopefully, the Mustangs will come through. Be on their way for a sub-state game.
You have Sheraton. They won last night 6-5 over Carlisle. You know, just a lot of really good baseball. And I think that, iron sharpens iron. Is that the way that goes? Or is it aluminum sharpens foil? I don't know.
I just know a diamond is a nice thing to have. Fantastic crowd on both lining both first base and third base. You bet.
You knew it would be.
And you talk about 89 degrees. It's not the humidity, it's the humidity. But the kids have been in and out real quick. They haven't been outside for a long time playing defense on either side of the ball.
No, that's what you get, luxury of having two outstanding pitchers. 2-2 count here. Blake Schroeder at the plate. Albion in front. Bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Blue Demons. Larkin on the mound. Lefty. Looks it in, brings it in, leads it upstairs, ball three, full count.
He's off a little bit. He's off, just not quite on like he was the other night. He was really zoning in against Cardinal Veld in the comments when he had 19 strikeouts.
Wow, that's just, I can't do that on the PlayStation. Here comes the full count pitch. Here's a ground ball, hit the second base. Tanner Scott bobbles it off his chin, but he recovers in a hurry. He gets out, took that hop, a funny hop, hopped up. But he played it the way that you try to teach the kids and get your body in front of it. Played it off his chest. And he's a tough kid. That ain't going to bother him.
He's learned well from his Little League days and Babe Ruth days on how to get in front of that ball, come down with the alligator clamp, and make the play. I think he might have swung at ball four, though.
I think you're right. Baker at the plate. Brady gets a shot into right field. Well hit ball. Deep. Over the right hitter's head. That's going to one hop the fence, and Baker will have a single. Brady nearly took that yard. Boy, there's a kid. I coached him in Little League, and to see him develop into the player he is today, I couldn't be any prouder of him. You just talked about Tanner Scott. You know, you get to watch these kids all the way through, and it is a joy.
It is, because you kind of see the fruits of your labor, and, well, they do the fundamentals. That was a well-swung-on ball, drove it to the warning track. Conrad was on his horse but couldn't quite pull it in.
Here's a shot in the right field, and Conrad this time will make the grab for the third out of the inning. Albia gets a single, but not able to get anything across. And we're going to go to the top of the third inning with the Blue Demons leading 1-0. When we come back, Pat Power, Jason Summers bringing you more playoff baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has switched to their summer hours. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. But if you need to make an appointment for a time outside these hours, you can call Kevin at 932-8140. Now that's hometown service. Now's the time to think about trail cameras and their placement. Bluff Creek Archery has in stock the Moultrie or Primos trail cameras, and they can order any model for you. So stop in today and get your trail camera to track wildlife activity. That's Bluff Creek Archery, your outdoor store.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Top of the third, we go. Drake
Menuez.
Menuez leading things off. 355 designated hitter.
He's hitting for Tanner Scott. Tanner, I know, can swing the bat, but he's struggled offensively this year.
There's a swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count.
Drake's got a little bit of speed on him. See if he can get on base for the Rockets.
Here's a fastball, hangs upstairs. Ball two. Just got a text in here. Go Blue Demons, play hard from the Crawls and the Grinstead. We'd like to know where you're listening from tonight. Give a shout out to your favorite player, favorite team, who you're rooting for tonight. 641-799-1437. And Pat and I'd like to know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. Here's a foul ball. Out of play again.
Drake's battling.
Yep.
Got a couple of fouled off to the right side, keeping that count at 2-2.
That's what you got to do. You just got to keep fighting up there. Here's a 2-2 delivery. High
straight
pop
up.
Fly on the infield. Stalzer over in foul territory. Baker makes the grab as he calls off Stalzer for the first out of this third inning.
Not much of a breeze. There was a breeze at the last ball game, and that played into effect on some of those pop fouls. But on that one, he was able to camp under it, and it came straight down to him.
Crosby, third baseman, 298 on the season at the plate. Flew out to the right fielder his first time at the plate.
A little bit of shadow action creeping across in between home plate and the pitcher's mound.
That can start to play tricks on the old eyeball. You're at the batter's box. Here's a fastball right down the heart of the plate, 1-1 the count. Well, you got the sun that's setting over here in the, tonight's setting in the west. Last night, I'm not sure. But tonight's setting in the west, and that's kind of right in the batter's eye a little bit. Here's a foul ball up and out of play.
The lights are on. They got them on already, the Musco lights.
Man, it just doesn't get any better than this, you know. The Rockets in their Yellow tops, white pants, black socks. Here's a foul ball again by Crosby. This one hooking over and one hops, one black vehicle, bounces up, hits a red one, and he'll have a nice white scuff on him. A little souvenir.
Yeah, if they don't bring it back.
Here's a pop fly. Shallow right field. Curran out. Plants underneath and is called off by Blake Schroeder. Schroeder comes right in behind Curran and heads up play by the second baseman as Schroeder was coming in. Call for it. That's a dangerous place. That all too often leads to a disaster.
But that was fundamental baseball. The second baseman had to get out there. The right fielder had the right to the play. He called him off, and he made that catch on his knees, actually.
Sliding in there, making the catch. Two away here. Top of the third inning. Lane Wells at the plate. Wells, 330 batting average. 1-0 Albia. Top of the third inning. Rockets, the host team. Foul ball right back. Pat, you're letting me down a little bit. I thought you might be able to grab that.
There is an opening here that I might get some action later on, but I wasn't counting on that.
Oh, 2 pitch.
Oh, he held off.
Held off. Boy, that's tough to do. Those high fastballs on 0-2, you really are tempted.
Yep. You want to protect the plate. That high heater comes in eye level. Not like in Little League when you can tomahawk it.
Here's a foul ball out of play off the school building. 1-2 here, 2 down. Top of the third inning, 1-0 Albia. Boy, I had a lot of fun down here last Sunday night. I pull in here to the alumni game, and I couldn't believe the turnout. Unbelievable.
Huge crowd. Close to 800 people here that evening.
Fantastic. I'll call timeout here. 1-2 the count. Lane Wells at the plate.
I was impressed with the play, on the quality of play. Yep. Sure, there was some fumbles and some interceptions, but those guys weren't dogging it at all.
Just a bit outside. Jake lost that one, and it's a good thing we don't have a mascot. It'd been done.
Good old Bull Durham.
Yeah,
on
that's
that
right. 2-2 pitch, fastball, fouled off again. Got that inside, and Lane Wells did a good job of getting a piece of that. Two down, top of the third inning. 2-2 pitch. Curveball on the outside corner. Ball three. Albia fans wanted the strike. Rockets fans thought it was the right call. They may have got back that one. That was a little outside, but nonetheless, that'll be strike three. And Lane Wells will go down for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 go the Rockets in the top of the third. We'll come back here to the bottom half of the third inning. I'll be out in front 1-0. Don't go anywhere. Pat Powers, Jason Summers bringing you Rocket and Blue Demon Playoff Baseball.
Did this kid pitch the...
Those we love remain with us, for love itself lives on, and cherished memories never fade because a loved one's gone. Those we love can never be more than a thought apart, for as long as there is a memory, they'll live on in the heart.
During your time of loss, let the caring staff at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home help you preserve your memories and honor your loved ones with services available at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. We offer a full line of services, including an on-site crematory. Contact Richard Tharp, Cody Kroll, or Leroy Winfield at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home at
93-2-3129. Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
All Bottom of the third we go. Curran lead things off. Pitch on the outside corner. Strike one here. Blue Demons out in front 1-0. Pat, after Sunday night, I was all juiced up ready for Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, it's coming up upon us really quick. It'll be here before you know it. August is right around the corner, and the end of August will be on Friday Night Lights.
Can't wait. 1-1 count here. J.D. Curran led things off with a double, then scored the only run of the night. There's a pitch upstairs, ball two. J.D. having an outstanding senior season. He is my most improved player on this team. And that's not shading any of his ability or any of his performance in the past. It's just he is having an outstanding senior season.
That's what you like to have, that senior Absolutely. Leadership comes through. That's why it's so important to have a nucleus of seniors as they go through. Rockets have two seniors on the squad this year, got a lot of underclassmen that are in the leadership position.
Well, that's, when you can build some, where you have your program having an equal balance of seniors, juniors, and you just keep your program rolling along. Albie's got a really top heavy for the senior class this year. I look down this list, I think there's only one junior that's starting for the, or two juniors starting for the Blue Demons. Otherwise, that's a senior lead ball field. Here's a leadoff walk by J.D. Curran.
I'd like to know where that second to last pitch was. It looked pretty doggone good from here.
Couldn't disagree with you. But Albia fans will take that. Curran over at first base.
Get the leadoff man on. That makes a big difference in how you play defense.
Bauer at the plate. 1-0 Albia. Nobody out. Just underway here. Top of the third inning. Or bottom of the third inning. Check that.
Take a peek over at the runner.
Curran's got lots of wheels over there. Here's a swing and a miss. Bauer can't catch up with the fastball. Strike one. Eric really got the hitting parade started for the Blue Demons against PCM. Hit a two-run home run his first time at the plate. Matter of fact, the first pitch thrown to him. Here's a shot in the right field. Well hit ball. That ball's hit deep. It's going to go up. One hops the fence. Bauer's going to go to second base. Curran on his way to third. And now runners at second and third. Bauer missed a home run by about 5 feet. And the Blue Demons with both the first two batters to reach here in this bottom half of the third inning. Now Hunter Hastings at the plate. Boy, you definitely want to put the ball in play here if you're the Blue Demons. I see the Rockets. They know that this is going to be a close ball game. They bring the infield in.
Wise move on the defensive part.
Here's a curveball down low.
I've noticed on Craig Larkin's pitches, the ones that they've hit hard, they've been up in the strike zone, and they've been able to take care of that pitch quite a ways out to the outfield.
Here's a ground ball up the middle, off the shortstop. One run is in. That is a single. You can't give that an error. The shortstop was coming over to field it. It went up over the top of the pitcher's mound. Larkin tried to grab with his bare hand. Probably glad he didn't get it because that could have led to an injury.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No. That's for darn sure. So they give up a run, and now Blue Demons are up 2-0 at the bottom of the third inning.
Runners on the corner. Stalzer will come in. Stalzer with an RBI single in the first inning. Scoring Curran. Curran has scored twice tonight. Now he's out in front 2-0. Here's a called strike on the outside corner.
Type of deal where Albia could do some hit and run. They can have some run and steal. They could have suicide squeeze. They got all sorts of pressure that they can put on the defense.
Here's a foul ball. Stalzer fouls it off. Yeah, that's it. That's just it. And like I said, both of these ball clubs understand that this typically, when you get these two pitchers on, it's going to be a very tight, low-scoring ball game, and they want to take advantage of these runners. You start to do things as coaches, playing a little more aggressive when the runners get on or trying to produce or move those runners around. Because the fastball hangs upstairs. Ball one. A pretty critical moment here for both ball clubs. Albie with a chance to extend his lead.
No question. Craig needs to bring the ball and bring it in right now.
It's a pitch upstairs.
A little bit too high.
Ball two. I noticed that in the warm-ups he was leaving the ball upstairs a little bit. But you mentioned it. As the game gets along, he's obviously very strong. He gets stronger and settles in. 2-2 count. Stalzer fouls it off.
He's not following through like he usually does. But his release point is a little bit different than last week.
third inning here. Albia out front, 2-0. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Stalzer at the plate, 2-2 count here. Larkin looks over the first. Hastings getting a lead. Larkin will bring a fastball, and Stalzer drives one deep center field. That's a well-hit ball all the way to the fence. One high, oh, and I don't know if that went over or a double. I think that's going to be a stand-up double or a ground rule double. That one hopped, and it's difficult, particularly from this vantage point, to see where that landed. But right away, the center fielder put his hands up, and that will be a double for Stalzer. That'll score another run for the Blue Demons.
365 feet out there to dead center field, and that ball was hit all of 360 feet.
Rockets will talk things over on the mound, and you just have to settle in. This is a long ball game, and the Rockets have demonstrated all year that they can put some runs up on the board in a hurry.
That's true, but they've relied on the long ball as well. They scored 8 of the 11 runs via the home run there last Tuesday night. And they had to really scratch hard against Cardinal Veldon. They were able to get 3 runs early in the ball game, but then they were able to get 5 more later on in the ball game to salt it away for the victory. Coach Rod Ashman went out to talk to the entire infield. They all went out there for a little bit of peacekeeping, see what they can do here. They got to get an out, Jason. Yep. There's just no two ways about it.
Yeah, nobody down. Runners at second and third. Stalzer hit a double to center field, a ground rule double. Ethan Gray comes in to run. Hastings over at first, or over at third. Check that. Wilson Sinclair, the catcher, at the plate. It's a fastball. Sinclair swings through it. If you're Albia, you really you don't want to leave these runners on the base path.
It's going to take a monumental effort by the Rocket defense to shut him down here. Now he's getting lower. That was in the dirt, but it made me feel a little bit better instead of getting that ball up.
Yeah, and you hang a curveball right here to see these seniors. These seniors have seen a lot of pitches. Wilson Sinclair, an outstanding catcher, and here's a pitch down low, gets by the catcher. Hastings will score on the pass ball, and Albia now out in front 4-0, and that'll send Ethan Gray running for Stalzer down the third base.
That ball didn't get away from Brett Roberts very far, but the catcher was able to see it. Excuse me, the third base runner was able to see it. Roberts didn't know where it was, and he took advantage of that error.
Heads up running by Hastings. A lot of runners would have hesitated and probably be still down at third base. 2-1 count here. Wilson Sinclair at the plate. Ethan Gray down third base. Here's a shot, and that's a well-hit ball again into the right center field. That's going to one-hop the fence as well. On his way to second base is Wilson Sinclair, and that'll be a stand-up double, RBI double for Sinclair, and Albia now out in front 5-0.
Coach Ashman on his way out. I think he'll be more than talking this time. Yep.
Yeah, but that'll be a pitching change about to take place here. Albia's got 5 up on the board. We're going to take a quick timeout as the Rockets make the pitching change. When we come back, Pat Powers, Jason Summers bringing you Rocket and Blue Demon Playoff Baseball. Don't go anywhere. I know that. You know, that makes me sick for the kid because he's such a good kid. Yes, he is.
But like I said, the key to Craig is getting to him early, and they did.
Huh? Well, I think the most important win you can get in anything you're doing is the one that you're working on right now. I'm not sure, buddy. I really don't know. I think you have to win 5. Is that right to get to state? 5 games?
This game and the next game.
Yep. Whole lot of game left. This is game number 3. Christian Vanbrook, we'll hey, Joe, you back there, buddy? Okay, I couldn't hear the thing, and I thought maybe I lost you on the connection. Go ahead and send it back here, and that's all right. I got some text coming in. Okay. Back here at Eddyville, the Rockets and the Blue Demons going out of pitching change here, and Craig Larkin will move over to first base, and Christian Vanbrook, the tall right-handed thrower, will come to the mound. Tell us a little bit about Christian.
He's a sophomore, he's a junior to be. He really impressed me the other night against Mid Prairie. His fastball also has increased in velocity from a year ago, and he's been a good number two man in the rotation for the Rockets.
I think he's going to be an outstanding pitcher for the Rockets when it's all said and done. And I believe he's going to be a really outstanding basketball player. But, you know, when he's right on top of you, when he releases the baseball, that long body, and he starts to really develop, gets a few more years under his belt, he is going to be one of the premier pitchers here in Southern Iowa.
Tall pitchers always intimidate.
Yes, they
got that delivery down, and they're coming at you from that mound. It might be 60 feet, 6 inches, but by the time the ball is released, it's more like 48.
Summers at the plate. Pitch on the outside corner, call strike one. Wilson Sinclair down second base. He has the RBI double. He's got four crossed here. First five batters in this inning have reached for the Blue Demons. Here's a swing and a miss. Summers gave it a cut.
It was right there for him, and he swung underneath.
Austin's one of those kids, very beginning of the season, just tore the leather off the ball, went into a little hitting slump, starting to come back out of it. Swings at a high fastball. That's a tough one to lay off, and that'll be the first down of the inning, a strikeout by Bambrook. That'll bring up Blake Schroeder, the right fielder, granted out his first time at the plate. One away here, bottom of the third inning. And Bambrook's bringing a little heat on the mound there.
Yes, he is.
Here's a high pop fly out of play. It takes a little while to catch up to the release point. When you make changes like this, and it can take a little while for the offense to catch up.
You know, that was the thing about the batting order, Albia. They had seen Craig already once. That was the second time up. Now it's a different pitcher. They've got to get a little bit different timing down. And like I said, Christian has done a good job with his fastball.
1-1 count here. Schroeder looks at the pitch inside. Ball two, 2-1 the count, one away. Bottom of the third inning, Albia's got four runs across this inning. Five up on the scoreboard and leads 5-0 here. Here's a pitch down low outside, ball three, 3-1 the count.
Thing I noticed on both pitchers, they work pretty quick.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of time in between the pitches.
No, both of our first two games, Pat, the first one went an hour 13, the second game went an hour 16.
They're moving right along.
Oh, yeah. You know, Stalzer just takes... Here's a base on balls, and that'll bring up Brady Baker. Baker one hop the right field fence, his first time at the plate. Runners at first and second, one away here. Brady Baker, the big right-handed first baseman, stands in.
Opportunity for the Rockets to turn a double play.
Yep, that's what you got to be thinking here. Here's a curveball right on that outside corner. Beautiful pitch. Threw a heavy dose of fastballs, come back with that curveball. Here's a pitch inside. Baker couldn't catch up with it. Strike two. 0-2 here. One down. Runners at first and second. Christian Vanbrook on the mound after the pitching change by the Rockets. Pitch outside. That wasn't all that far outside.
Seemed like he fell away more to the first base side instead of stepping straight to the plate. A little bit of movement on that left leg makes a big difference on the delivery.
Yep, there's an air pitch outside, 2-2 the count. Schroeder first for the Blue Demons. Sinclair standing out at second base. He had a stand-up double. RBI double. Albie's got four across here. Here's a foul ball. Baker fouls it off, and it'll go off the school.
I mentioned it earlier. Every pitch is very, very important. This 2-2 pitch with one out is... going to be very, very important here. He needs to bring it. If the ball's in play, the defense has got to make an out.
Foul ball right back to the pitcher, Vanbrook. Over to second base for one, the first, and double play, and that is what the doctor ordered if you're a Rocket fan. A 1-6-3 double play to end the inning. Albia does get four across on five hits. They leave one runner stranded. We're going to go to the top of the fourth. The Blue Demons out in front, 5-0. Pat Power, Jason Summers will be right back after this quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
5-0 Albia, top of the fourth inning. Pat Powers joining me here right behind the catcher. Boy, look at those pitches come in from these pitchers. I'm glad I'm not up there at the plate.
They are bringing the heat, that's for sure, and the humidity.
106 heat index.
106, who could believe that? That's
wow.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. County Fair coming up next week for Oskaloosa. The week after that's going to be over at Albia.
Roberts grounds at the second base, picked up by Curran over the first for the first out of the inning. Got some text coming in here.
First pitch swinging.
Yeah.
Stalzer has pitched the other two games. How come you don't make him work? You got to make him work. Take some pitches.
Well, and that's,
let those pitches add up.
He, I think in the first game he had somewhere in the neighborhood of the mid 60s pitch count. The second game was 73. You know that, and lots of rest. One down here, top of the fourth inning. Bambrook at the plate. He drives one deep down the left field line. It's going to hook and go foul.
He tommyhawked that, baby.
Yes,
it
he
was
did.
A little bit of a high pitch, and he tommyhawked that sucker and drew it on the foul over on the left field side.
Got some text coming in. Coach Anderson says, go Big Blue. Jennifer Grinstead texting, here's a pop fly. Towards first base, Baker makes the grab over at first for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Tyler Archer, 301 batting average. From Sam Grinstead to Brian Krall, happy birthday, love you. Krall's and Grinstead are listening from trophies down in Centerville. Coach Anderson says, go Big Blue. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a text, 641. 799-1437. Let us know where you're looking from, or listening from, or looking. Maybe you're out in left field looking in.
That's right. There's plenty of people out there.
0-1 pitch here. Here's another pitch on the outside corner. Strike two. Jake has really been hitting his spots, and as you said earlier, the Rockets have had a lot of one and two pitch swings. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Curran tries to come up with it, can't field it. That was a nice hit there by Archer.
He tried to bat it down with the backhand, and he couldn't quite make the play. Tyler's got some speed there.
Yes, he does.
He's on the football team on the line and also one of the wrestlers, so he's a pretty good athlete as well. That brings up Schwartz, the shortstop.
Trevor Schwartz, 283. Stay faithful, go Big Blue, go Pookie, from Austin Riley. As the texts continue to come in, Pat and I are glad to have you along on this 106 heat index evening. I'm sure glad you put the extra deodorant on, Pat.
You bet.
Here's a foul ball up and out of play.
Pretty soon we'll be in the shade. That'll be nice.
Hey, Jason, Mr. Powers, go Blue from Justin Huber.
I'll be darned. That's nice of him. I saw him Sunday at the alumni game.
Yeah, showing off his coaching prowess. Here's a pitch inside. Ball one.
Winner
one
of this game will go up to Dyersville. Excuse me. Yeah. Where is it? Dyersville Beckman. And
that's
they'll
a long
be
ways
playing.
Up there.
Yep. They'll play the opponent of Gladbrook Rhinebeck.
Here's a little tapper out in front of the plate. Sinclair hops right up, shows off his mohawk, grabs the ball, throws it down the first for the third out of the inning, and the Rockets will find themselves trailing by five when we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rockets and the Blue Demons here in District 11 Finals. Let us know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. I know there's some Rocket fans out there. Lots of ball game left, Rocket fans. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Playoff Action. Rockets, Blue Demons. We'll be right back.
Lathrop Construction in Albia is ready to take care of your bulldozing, trenching, and septic tank needs. Lathrop Construction also specializes in the installation of the new, long-lasting, low-maintenance plastic fence. Take care of all your construction needs with one call to Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop in Albia. Proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon and Lady D's. That's Lathrop Construction. Call them today, 932-2654. 932-2654.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Underwood lead things off for the Blue Demons, bottom half of the fourth inning. Huge shout out. Jason is the best announcer this side of the Mississippi.
Your mom send you one?
Love you too, Mom.
Good deal.
Phyllis and Rita Henderson, go Big Blue, as the texts keep coming in. 1-1 here on Cody Underwood. Glad to have you along on this hot night. Swing and a miss by Underwood, 1-2 here.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised there are 400 people here tonight, maybe five.
Every bit of that, and in spite of the heat, it's here's a ground ball, wide of first base, Larkin right over there to pick it up.
Nice backhand on that ball.
Yeah, he's just an outstanding athlete. I know he's disappointed in the pitching performance, but you know, you got credit where credit's due. Albie put the ball in play, and sometimes the other team just hits it where you're not.
They hit it well too. Yeah. They put the aluminum on the ball, and more times than not, it took a trip.
2-2 here to Underwood. Banbrook on the mound for the Rockets. Big right-hander throws a fastball down low. Underwood holds off, and that'll put the count at full, and then the ball gets away a little bit from Banbrook. We want to know where you're listening at tonight. Rocket fans, don't be shy. Give us a text, 641-799-1437. 799-1437. Full count here, Underwood. Pitch inside. There'll be a base on balls for Underwood, and Albie's been able to get the leadoff batter on base, three out of the first four innings.
And that absolutely puts a lot of pressure on your defense, especially when they earn it with a walk, if you want to say they earned it.
Yep. 5-0 Albia, bottom of the fourth inning. J.D. Curran over at the plate. J.D.'s 1-for-2 tonight, scored twice. Or 1-for-1 tonight, scored twice. Picked up a walk and a leadoff double. No throw as they tried to keep Underwood over there at second base.
You don't mind tossing over there, but the one that kills you is the one that gets away. Yeah. Give him a free base on a errant throw. That'll hurt you.
There's a fastball. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Yeah, you see that happen quite a bit. Particularly at the high school level, and of course in the Babe Ruth level, you'll see that even more often. And what happens in 0-2 here now on Curran is that the pitcher starts to pay more attention to the runner than the batter. And Bamberg's not doing it here. And he strikes out to Curran. Boy, that's three nice pitches in a row by Bamberg.
He didn't mess around when he got two strikes on him. I thought maybe he'd throw something different, but he brought the heater again for strike three.
He put it in the previous two walks. He put that ball go to the same spot, got it way outside, but that time he went right over that outside corner. Here's a curveball, hangs in there and goes for a strike. Boy, that's a nice breaking ball.
Good pitch to start him out with, and now I'd say he's going to be coming with a fastball.
0-1, Eric Bauer at the plate. Albie out in front, 5-0. Good luck, Blue Demons from the Knowles family. Glad to have you listening along tonight. Here's a throw over to first base. Underwood dives back in. I like to see the runner have to dive back in. That you know you're getting the appropriate lead.
Yep. Yep, you walk back, you know you can go farther.
Here's a foul ball out of play. Bauer, 1-for-2 tonight. He hit a shot that nearly got out of here. Wind really non-existent, a light breeze out of the south. There's a curveball. Bauer hits it down the third baseline, and Coach Kegel
couldn't quite get the handle on it.
Nope.
I thought he'd make the play, but he botched it.
Well, you know, just have to get a little extra infield practice next
Coach
next Britton, time they hit
yeah,
the field.
Coach Britton will make him run a couple laps for that.
1-2 here on Bauer. Bambrook looks back, Underwood at first base. There's a pitch outside, just missed. 2-2 the count. 5-0 Albia. A 4-run third inning by the Blue Demons. Have stretched out the lead here for Albia.
Try not to lose him here. This is an important play right here. Keep the score low. Get an out here.
Here's a pop fly out of play. Bauer fouls it off. Full count here.
He's battling.
Yes, he is. Go Blue from Pat, Karen, and Emma Deneen. And then glad to have them listen along tonight. And there's a young lady that's going to be a superstar. Outstanding young catcher. Had a big freshman year for Lady D's. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-0 Blue Demons. Full count here. Eric Bauer at the plate. Cody Underwood picked up the walk, leadoff walk. The throw over to first, and Underwood dives back in. One away. Here comes the pitch to Bauer. Swings through it, strike three.
Second strikeout of the inning.
Boy, Bainbrook is he's got a little something-something on that fastball.
I agree. That's what's impressed me. Yep. I had no idea that Christian was able to bring it, comparing himself from a year ago.
Yeah. He's made big strides, and he's going to make even bigger strides, I believe. So I think he's going to be one of the premier pitchers here in Southern Iowa.
Keep hitting the weight room. That'll be a big, important item. And that's the thing about Larkin, too. He's been hitting the weights also.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't tell? You know, he turns sideways when he tries to go through the door of those shoulders of his. 1-1 count here. Hunter Hastings at the plate. Throw over to first again. Not there. You're just joining us. 5-0 Blue Demons. The Rockets, the host team. The coin toss determined the who the visitors and home team were in terms of the scoreboard. Albia won the coin toss. They elected to be the home team. And they're out in front 5-0 here. Albia got 4 runs across in the bottom of the third inning. And that's the storyline of this ballgame. Here's a swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. Hastings swung through that one.
They took advantage of Larkin's pitches as they came up in the strike zone, and
yep.
They were able to drive those balls into the outfield for lots of doubles.
Yep. Bambrook brings a different trajectory to the mound. Similar velocity. And the runners are going. Here's a shot in the center field. It's going to fall in there for a single. Underwood's going to go over the third base. Boy, a good piece of batting there by the junior Hunter Hastings. Because he was really behind Bambrook. But able to rip one in the center field. Now runners at the corners. And Stalzer will stand back in. And Jake has been perfect at the plate tonight. He's got 3 RBIs, a single, and a double.
That was the thing about being up 5-0. They had the hit and run
yep.
going on, and they have the luxury. If it didn't happen, so what? They're still up 5 as it is. Now they got runners on the corner, 2 out.
Bambrook throws a changeup down the line, and it hooks foul. Boy, Jake got around on that one. Threw a curveball that Didn't have much break to it that time. He's got a nice curveball. But I'll tell you, one of the things, too, the pitchers have to do when you're in this humidity and the heat, you got to try to keep those hands dry. 0-1 here. Jake Stalzer to plate. Runners at the corners. Two away. Pitch upstairs inside. Ball one.
That ball wasn't fouled by very much.
No, it wasn't. Texts keep rolling in. You can send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. 2-1 to count here.
Very important play right here at the plate. The Rockets want to keep in the ball game. They got to not have any runs come across.
Another pitch inside. 3-1 the count. You know, they might be thinking, of course, Sinclair ripped a double, too. You just, that's a luxury Alvey has. You can't pitch around Stalzer. Here comes the 3-1. Fouled off, up and out of play.
Full count. Two out. You know good and well the runner will be running from first base. We'll see what they do with the guy at third.
5-0 Albia. The runner's likely to be moving. They will be moving here. Full count. Two away. Here's a throw over to first base. Hastings dives back in. Underwood over at third. He'll lead off walk. Hastings at first after picking up the single. Stalzer at the plate. Vanbrook throws a fastball and a changeup. Stalzer swung through it. For the third out of the inning, Albia leads two runners on base, a waste of leadoff walk and a single by Hastings. And how about that? Three strikeouts by Vanbrook. He really starting to get his mojo on the mound.
He struck out the side, and that's a good thing for the Rockets. They need to rattle the bats here to get into the ballgame.
We're going to come back here after a quick timeout. Back to the top of the fifth inning. Albia out in front 5-0 when we come back to playoff baseball. The Rockets and the Blue Demons don't go anywhere.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Deer season has been going on for a while now, so we know you've had plenty of time to stalk your prey, and the time is now to make that attack move.
The prices won't get any lower, but deer season from Barker Implement will be coming to an end very soon.
Don't let the John Deere Compact Utility Tractor or the John Deere Lawn and Garden Tractor slip through your fingers.
Many John Deere products are on sale with low prices and low finance rates, but with features this sleek, they can get away before your very eyes.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Rockets, Blue Demons, top of the fifth inning. Conrad at the plate for the Rockets. Here's a little slow roller over the first. Baker picks it up over to Stalzer for the first out of the inning. Well defended that time. I'll tell you, all too often you have your pitcher fall asleep there, but not that time. Jake Stalzer hustled down to first base on a slow roller down to first by Conrad. And Albia takes care of the first batter. Out number one. That'll bring up Craig Larkin.
Fundamental defense right there. That's all that was. And again, first pitch swing.
Yep. Here's a shot by Larkin. It's going to go in the left center field gap. Hastings giving chase. It gets to the fence. Larkin's going to be on his way to second base. He'll have a stand-up double.
With one out, the Rockets got something cooking here. That's their first player that they've had on second base.
The Rockets with their first real scoring opportunity here. A stand-up double by Larkin. And that'll break the designated hitter, Menez. 355 on the season.
He's a sophomore. Is that the first time we've had somebody at second?
It's the first time we've had anybody at second base for the Rockets. You're absolutely right.
See if we can get some offense generated with one out here in the top of the fifth.
5-0 Albia. Here's a foul ball. And, Pat, once again, you had your opportunity, bud. There you could have been showed off that catching prowess of yours.
I've got a habit of when I get foul balls, I'll put my autograph on it and give it back to them. They don't like that very much, but I do it anyway.
0-1 count here. Here's a shot high. Deep fly ball, left center field. Summers giving chase all the way back to the wall. Makes the catch. It's going to come up throwing to third base. The throw is on line, but Larkin's over there after the tag up. Boy, Summers had to give a long run out there in left field to come up with that catch for the second out of the inning. Larkin gets down to third. And that'll bring up Jake Crosby.
Menuez got under it just a little bit. He skied that ball, and it was close to the 340 mark, but inside the park. Left fielder made a nice play. Larkin hustled up on the tag. Rockets are 90 feet away from scoring.
Here's a fastball that stays upstairs. Ball one. Two away, top of the fifth inning, 5-0 Albia. Larkin over at third base, Crosby at the plate for the Rockets. Here comes a 1-0 pitch, ground ball hit towards short. One hops it to Bauer. Bauer, long throw to first, in time for the third out of the inning.
He made a smart play on that. Instead of charging in, he backed off to let that hop come to him, and he made the play at first and squashed the rally for the Rockets.
The Rockets lead a stranded runner for the first time down to third base as Larkin had a stand-up double. But we're going to go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. I'll be out in front 5-0 when we come back. Pat Powers, Jason Summers, playoff baseball right here on the Sports Leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We got to listen to us everywhere, Pat. Courtesy of the web, Jeanette Sparks down in Kirksville listening in.
Got Ed Hastings. Missouri?
Kirksville, Missouri.
Holy moly.
Ed Hastings up in Pella listening in tonight. Glad to have you along for a ride here.
Super happy.
Perfect night to be inside where it's nice and cool. Listening to Rocket and Blue Demon Baseball. Here's a drive by Sinclair. Well hit ball. That's all the way to the 310 mark. And it's going to stay fair. One hops the fence on his way to second base is Wilson Sinclair. Sinclair hit 5 feet. A 2-for-3 now, two doubles.
First pitch as well. I always like to take the first pitch. I'm like Albert Pujols. I like to watch the delivery and check it out. These kids are hitting that ball right away.
All night long. You've hit both ball clubs.
Got a crew runner out there.
We're going to go back to the sports studio here in a second to get an update on the Davis County game here after this at-bat. Austin Summers will stand in. Put a first time at the plate. Hit a long, long ways.
Grabbert is the pinch runner.
Here's a short pop fly into right field. The right fielder over. Going to make the grab at the line. Austin inside out of that pitch. Got behind it.
He evolved in this game. He was an infielder in Little League, infielder in Babe Ruth, and then when he got up to varsity, they put him in the outfield. He had some trouble adjusting, and the reason why is you play infield, you like to do the infield stuff. You don't do those shag balls.
And you don't see the ball comes off of the bat different. You know, this is one thing you talk about. Here's a little ground ball hit towards first. The runner's going to get over to third base, Sinclair, but that'll be a ground out for the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Brady Baker.
You know, the idea is to move the runner over, and Albia was able to do that even on that little squibber that didn't get out of the infield. He moved the runner from second to third, scoring position, two outs.
Brady Baker, he's one for two. Grounded out his last time at the plate, and he took one hop the right field fence, a single in the second inning. Here's a fastball that just misses upstairs. Gabe Bradford over third, running for Wilson Sinclair, who just did his second double of the evening. Here's a foul ball up and out of play. And that that double by Sinclair for the four out of five innings. Albie's got the leadoff
pressure on the Rocket defense by doing that.
1-1 count here to Baker. Banbrook looks in. Ooh. Throws a fastball behind the batter. And again, I think you know, you see him wiping off his hand on his leg. That we saw Stalzer, you know, really put one out about 10 feet off the plate earlier. Sweat's going to play a part. Here's a ground ball hit towards short. Picked up by the shortstop over the first, long play, long stretch by Larkin for the third out of the inning. So Albia leaves the wasted double there by Wilson Sinclair. We're going to go to the top of the sixth inning with the Blue Demons out in front 5-0. Let us know where you're listening from. We got them listening all over in Kirksville, Pella, all throughout southern Iowa, and we even got them standing right here wanting to say, Dad, get us a phone so we can text Jason and Pat. Liam Winfield and Jackson Pitts. Side by side here, broadcasting this broadcast of outstanding Rocket and Blue Demon playoff baseball. We're going to be right back to the top of the sixth. We go. I'll be out in front 5-0. Don't go anywhere.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa. I would like to introduce you to the all-new Ford Explorer. Completely redesigned from the ground up, Ford has made the new Explorer the most usable vehicle in the SUV class. From its best-in-class highway mile-per-gallon V6 engine to the spacious 7-passenger seating, the Ford engineers have created the perfect vehicle for today's busy families. Stop by and see Jack Szczynski right today and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Lane Wells hit a high pop fly down the left field line, and Austin Summers over there to gather it up for the first out of the inning. On the river, Bob Zanier, listening tonight.
If it was the Apple River, I'd know he was having a good time.
Oh, you guys.
You ever been on the Apple River? Jason?
I've never been on the Apple River.
It's a beautiful place to be.
Now, it would be tonight, 106 degrees. I feel like I've got the Summers River going down my back here, the sweat.
I was just going to say, I'm so glad I'm not doing any physical labor tonight.
0-1 count here. Here's a curveball. Just misses inside as Brett Roberts stands in the catcher. One away, top of the sixth inning. I'll be out in front 5-0. Fastball down the dirt, outside. Ball 2-1 the count.
Been falling behind on the hitters tonight.
He's been out in front. Here's a shot in the field into the left center gap. That's going to drop in there. That's going to roll to the fence. Off the fence. Summers coming up with it. It's going to make a throw into second base. And, boy, nearly got there in time. The ball gets away from the first baseman. But Sinclair, as outstanding experienced catchers will do right there to back up three backups there. And Had he not been there, that would have sent a runner down the third base.
That goes back to that fundamental baseball. Yep. Nobody told him to back up that play, yet he was there.
And, you know, as a coach, and particularly, you know, when you deal with the younger kids, you see those type of things, and those things, they make you more prouder than watching your kid hit a home run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing those little things, you know that they're getting it.
Big difference between having a guy on second with one out. He's going to be able to move over to third on this pass ball, but he made an outstanding play there.
So down to third goes Brett Roberts. The Rockets looking to get the goose egg off the scoreboard. Roberts is 90 feet away. I'll be out in front 5-0 here.
Just my opinion, but it seemed like Stoltzer is starting to labor a little bit on the mound.
That 106-degree heat index will have a toll on a pitcher. Here's a shot down the right field line. Going to hook and go foul. And out of play.
Out into the cheap seats there around the first base line. Out of bounds.
He looked down both sidelines of the fence. Shoulder to shoulder they go. Rocket fans, Blue Demon fans, up on the hill over there.
They're not going to ask for their $5 back tonight.
I think they're getting their money's worth. 1-1 count, one away. Top of the sixth inning, Albion in front, 5-0. Bambrook at the plate. Fastball, and it's fouled off by Bambrook. 1-2. Pat, you had a lot of action back
here. I'm telling you, I could have had another autograph ball right there.
Kind of let me down, buddy.
I know the umpire, he's been asking for more balls from the dugout. He seems to be in low reservoir.
I think maybe some water, too. It might be the high demand out there tonight. Their powder blue shirts starting to turn more of a navy blue. That dark sweat coming off them. 1-2 count here. Fastball stays upstairs. And Bambrook, boy, what's he go? 6'5", 6'6". He's a tall kid. I loved watching him play basketball this year, and I really, I've watched him since he was a young kid. He's in the same class as my son, and I've coached against him, and always been impressed with his basketball skills. Here's a shot into left field.
Well hit.
And that's going to be an RBI double as Bambrook is on his way to second base. Hastings gets the ball in, but Bambrook will have a stand-up double. So back-to-back doubles here by Roberts and Bambrook, and the Rockets now are up on the board 5-1. And this is suddenly the psychology and the momentum of the game changes.
Like I said, Stalzer seemed to be laboring a little bit. Coach Cagle's coming out to see how he's doing. A long, slow walk to give him a little more rest before the next batter coming up, Tyler Archer. And, yeah, you can kind of feel a little shift. Albia fans aren't getting too nervous yet with a four-run lead yet here in the sixth inning. But
you've watched a lot of Rocket baseball and a lot of baseball, period. And it's never over until that final out is made.
That's what Yogi said.
Yep.
Tyler can do some damage, and I'd like to see him get a hold of one right here.
Tyler Archer at the plate. Left-handed batter. A stand-in. He's 1-for-2 tonight.
Give the hometown something to cheer about here.
One away. Courtesy runner for Bambrook. I didn't see who came in. Looks like a Crosby. Is that...
I think it is Jason Crosby.
Here's a pop fly into foul territory. Underwood over, making chase, dives at it, and it's going to fall as both Bauer, all three left fielder, shortstop, and the third baseman over there.
Check that. It's Corey Archer on second base, Tyler's brother, Tyler's younger brother there. So it's Archer on the pads and at the plate.
Rockets have scored here in the top of the sixth inning, 5-1. Albion out in front. One away, 0-1 count here. Comes the another foul ball up now to play. Go ahead and stay away from that white car with the Hawkeye license plates.
Yeah, the game isn't over yet, Jason.
I don't want to have to make a trip to Adams Autobody anytime soon. 0-2 count here. Stalzer looks in, gets a sign from Sinclair, looks back the runner, comes home with it, and another foul ball up and out of play.
He might have swung at a ball there, but he's battling.
And at this point, when you're down 0-2, anything close.
Understood. That is definitely the case.
Boy, it's a tough old place to be for a batter particularly when you got an outstanding pitcher on the mound. 0-2. Here's a pitch outside corner. Called strike three. And that certainly won't make the Rocket fans any too happy. Two down here, and that'll bring up Trevor Schwartz, the shortstop, 283 average.
That was a big out right there.
Yes, it was. Go Blue from the Mordens and Mary Lou Reinhart. Glad to have you listening in tonight. Here's a foul ball up and out of play.
See if Coach Ashman wants to do some hitting and running to try to shake up the offense maybe a little bit. Get that runner over to the third any way, shape, or form.
Rockets gotten one across here in the top of the sixth. And there's 2 outs. 0-1 count here. Trevor Schwartz. Runner down second base. Here's a high pop fly. Foul territory. Sinclair giving chase. Over to get it. And it falls out of the glove. Boy, that's difficult to catch. But was right there. That's where you'd probably prefer your first baseman maybe to come in and call that off.
Yeah, he was turned around backwards. You always try to get the ball in front of you,
yep.
And he was chasing it all the way, and then when he caught up to it, he was on the wrong side of it, popped out of his glove.
That catcher's mitt is not made for catching pop flies.
Well said.
0-2 count, two away, runner at second base. 5-1 Blue Demons, top of the sixth inning. Here's a fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. And I'll tell you what, that was huge because the Rockets were really making some momentum and making some noise, and they had a runner at second base, another run, and it even gets that much tighter. But the Rockets do get one across. They leave one run stranded after two back-to-back doubles, and Albie will go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a 5-1 lead when we come back. Back to Blue Demon and Rocket playoff baseball. Pat Powers, Jason Summers will be right back after this timeout.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa, and go Blue Demon Baseball and Lady D Softball.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Oucher, Albia Hy-Vee. We are a proud sponsor of all Albia High School athletics. So for the best deals and the best service, shop your employee-owned Albia Hy-Vee food store.
Those we love remain with us, for love itself lives on, and cherished memories never fade because a loved one's gone. Those we love can never be more than a thought apart, for as long as there's a memory, they'll live on in the heart.
During your time of loss, let the caring staff at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home help you preserve your memories and honor your loved ones with services available at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. We offer a full line of services, including an on-site crematory. Contact Richard Tharp, Cody Kroll, or Leroy Winfield at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Underwood lead things off for the Blue Demons. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch inside, ball one. 5-1 Albia, bottom of the sixth. Texts keep coming in. Go Blue Demons from the Scalus, listening back in Albia. And you can send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. Pat and I'd like to hear from some of your Rocket fans. 641-799-1437. 5-1 Albia. Strike one on Underwood here. 1-1 count. Banbrook's been really doing an outstanding job out there for the Rockets. Here's a shot in the right field. Right there to make the catch is Conrad.
He came in a little bit, but not too far, and then he backed up some and made the grab.
You can tell he's just an outstanding athlete.
Well, he used to be a lot faster. He had a very, very, very bad broken leg when he was in Babe Ruth, and he lost a full football season. And I asked him
sick.
As he healed, you know, how do you feel now? Well, I'm not as fast as I used to be.
That just makes you sick, you know? It really.
Yeah, because he could fly. I mean, he was flat out fast.
Ball one here. J.D. Kern at the plate for the Blue Demons. High pop fly on the infield, hit towards first base. It's way up there in the stratosphere. Larkin camps underneath it and grabs it for the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Eric Bauer.
The runner was on first by the time he made the catch. That's how high that puppy went up in the air. Yeah, you talk about efficiency. I think that might be the first time Eddieville's been able to retire first two batters in a row.
Yeah, that's only the second time in six innings that the Blue Demons weren't able to get the leadoff runner on base. And that's been the storyline.
That big third inning for the Blue Demons has pushed that cushion to be in a comfortable range. Yeah. It has stood the test of time thus far.
Pat.
Rockets, when they come up, they'll have three outs to tie it up.
0-2 count here. Eric Bauer at the plate. Bauer, one for three tonight. Just missed a home run. Manbrook, been outstanding out there on the mound. Here's a shot up and out of play. You know, as I look down this book, you know, since Albie hasn't scored since the third inning, Bambrook in has done just a stellar of a job. And that's a lot of pressure on a young man.
No kidding. You know, you counted on Craig to be your number one guy, and he always has been. And like I said, Albie was able to get to him early, and that shook his confidence a little bit, and they were able to pump that up on the runs. 5-0, big advantage.
Here's a fastball called strike three. And the Rockets send the Blue Demons down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. We're going to the seventh. And for the Blue Demons, they hope the final inning of this ball game. Albie out in front 5-1 when we come back to the top of the seventh. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Playoff Baseball right here on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
7-8-9.
Joe.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world, but our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddieville. Then, now, and always.
Discover the unlimited ways you can stay in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Joe Mill back on the board tonight. Love to have you back, Jay Mill. Getting all warmed up for Friday Night Lights. And here we are at the top of the seventh inning. Albia out in front, 5-1. Here's a call strike as Conrad had looked at the first two pitches as balls. And 2-1 here. Rockets down to their final three outs.
Yep, it's do or die for the Rockets. Swung on, it's popped right here.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Pat, you're really letting me down tonight. You've had more opportunities than any other person on the field tonight.
That would have been number four. It's a shame I can't get my autograph on any of them.
You're going to have to quit going to the concession stand getting that buttered popcorn. 2-2 count here on Conrad. Here's a fastball left upstairs. Ball three, full count. More texts coming in. Go Blue from Bob, Patty, and Adam Henderson. Adam, I hope you're getting ready for football, young man. Now standing a future Blue Demon. Here's a throw over the first, a ground out to the third. Long throw by Underwood over to Baker for the first down of the inning. 5-3 put out, and that'll bring up Craig Larkin. Larkin one for two tonight and a double.
He had one of the two doubles for the Rockets.
Well, he smashed it the last time at the plate. One away, top of the seventh inning. Albie with a 5-1 lead over the Rockets. Here's a curveball call, strike one. And we talked about this earlier, Pat, but the winner of this ball game will play on Tuesday night And it'll be a long haul for whoever has to make that drive.
Dyersville Beckman.
Here's a foul ball up and out of play.
You know, you could make a day of it. You can go up and look at the Field of Dreams. Boy, it's pretty cool up there.
You know, and it's beautiful country. Cannot stress enough how big it would be for Albia to get the win here. You know, sub 500 season for the Blue Demons. I know Rocket fans, are wanting the same thing as the Albia fans here and getting a win tonight. But when you play in this conference and you play the competition, it's just brutal.
You know, the other night, late in the season, Sheraton beat Eddyville Blakesburg 15-0. It's like, holy moly, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
But Sheraton's still in playoffs going.
Davis County, Sheraton, Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg. That's a strikeout. Larkin strikes out for the second out of the inning. So the Rockets down to their final out.
Tanner Scott to the plate instead of Drake Menuez.
Scott will stand in. Boy, I love watching Scott to wrestle.
He's quick.
Man.
Very quick.
I just love watching the Rockets wrestle, period. Man, it's a lot of fun up there at the state tournament.
And the thing about the Rocket baseball squad, they started off with a no-hitter against Davis County. They no-hit Davis County. Yeah. Won a doubleheader off of them to start the season.
That really opened the eyes of a lot of people around the state because you know what Davis County's got.
Well, they were rated number one.
Here's a strike, too. So the Rockets down to their final strike. Albia out in front here, 5-1. Jake Stalzer has gone the distance. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on its way, popped up and out of play, and Scott able to foul that one off.
He's got to hang in there now. He's got a battle, that's for sure.
Stalzer, who's had an amazing season, capped off with an outstanding tournament here. There's the ball that hangs upstairs and outside, ball one. 1-2 the count, two away, top of the seventh inning. Albia out in front, 5-1. Here comes Stalzer's delivery. Inside, ball two.
That goes back to last inning. I think he's starting to labor a little bit. He's still ahead of the count.
Here's a ground ball, hit the third. Underwood with it. Over the first, in time. And that 5-3 put out will be the final out of the ball game. Albia, with a sub-500 season in regular season, has won three straight contests against three outstanding pitchers. Craig Larkin, one of the finest pitchers you're going to see in the entire state. They beat Valcamp from Pella Christian on Saturday. Thursday. And Albia's been on a roll here in the playoffs.
Well, that's what you need to do. You get that momentum, and you think that you can beat anybody. You get it in your head, and you got a lot of confidence. And it showed with the Blue Demons tonight. They got the four big runs in the third inning, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
The Rockets into an outstanding season. I know the Rocket fans are going to be disappointed. They didn't want their season to end tonight, and they had high expectations to go on. I think both these ball clubs believe that if they can get by each other tonight, they'd have a real legitimate shot to make it to Sec Taylor Stadium.
Oh, certainly.
Or Principal Park, rather.
Principal Park. I can call it Sec Taylor Stadium. I like that name a lot better. I think the happiest person out there will be Boyd Britton. He won't show it or tell you,
nope.
But I know good and well, deep down, he's very, very pleased with his kids.
How about the pitching performance? Getting it lost in this win tonight by Albia is the performance by your young sophomore Christian Vanbrook, who came in relief in that third inning and didn't give up a run, allowed only two hits in his four innings of pitching. Really solid job by that young sophomore. And you look at this Rocket team, they're an underclass dominated squad. They're going to be back next year. Larkin leading the way.
Yep, that's right. A good 1-2 punch to come into the South Central Conference. He had 5 strikeouts in his time when he came in to relieve Craig Larkin, and it was one of those deals where Craig just didn't quite have groove going, and Albia Blue Demons were able to take advantage of it tonight.
We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. I'm going to try to catch up with Coach Brayton and Coach Kegel and wrap things up here from Eddyville. The Blue Demons will continue on. They're a District 11 champions. They defeat the Rockets tonight 5-1. Another outstanding performance by Jake Stalzer. A big third inning for the Blue Demons. They got four across, and now Albie holds on to get the win here in Eddyville. Bat Powers, Jason Summers will be right back after a timeout. We'll bring Coach Kegel and Coach Brayton over to talk about tonight's win as the Blue Demons season stays alive here as a 5-1 victory for the Blue Demons. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Lathrop Construction in Albia is ready to take care of your bulldozing, trenching, and septic tank needs. Lathrop Construction also specializes in the installation of the new, long-lasting, low-maintenance plastic fence. Take care of all your construction needs with one call to Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop in Albia. Proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon and Lady D's. That's Lathrop Construction. Call them today, 932-2654. 932-2654.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. In the aftermath of a storm or disaster, be mindful of an increased electrocution risk associated with storms and flooding, and be cautious in any cleanup effort. Here's the safety list to keep in mind to help reduce risk for you and those around you. Stay away from downed power lines and treat them as if they are energized. Shuffle, never run from a fallen power line. And do not use any water-damaged appliances until a professional has checked it out. This is a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Five one, your final score tonight. The Blue Demons defeat the Rockets here in District 11 finals. The champions of District 11, and you know, as a South Central Conference diehard, this was the matchup you hoped for. It was a game that you really hoped for. You take away that third inning, and this is a 1-1 ball game. But you can't erase the four runs the Blue Demons got. A big win for Albie and their program, and the Rockets an outstanding season. Lots of young players to come for the Rockets, and they got a lot to build on for next year.
I'd like to think that they would make it a learning experience for them with those juniors. Two seniors leave us, Jay Crosby and Ethan Conrad, and the juniors are going to have to step up next year and provide a lot of leadership for the season.
Pat, it's been a real joy having you on the broadcast. Buddy, you do such a great job Friday Night Lights, and I'm looking forward to that again this year. But it's been a lot of fun. I saw you up there Sunday night, and I was just my fingers were crossed we're going to get to this point where we'd actually get to work together.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Jason. It's been a good time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We're going to take Coach Brayton real quick. Coach stopping by, the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, the victorious Albia Blue Demons. And Coach, we talked this morning at the coach's corner about the confidence of this ball club, and you know, you're facing a Larkin, who's an outstanding, one of the premier pitchers, and not just in Southern Iowa, I think probably in the entire state. And the confidence that you guys demonstrated at the plate tonight, really hitting the ball and aggressive at the plate, just a difference maker.
Yeah, that's what – that's. I could have told you this morning that's what he's going to do, but I didn't want all of Wapello and Monroe County to know what – got to come up against Mr. Larkin thinking fastball. He's going to try to get ahead of you, and he succeeded to some part. I thought we hit the ball hard.
Yeah, oh, you really – every cut tonight, the ball was hit off the bat solid. And like I said, I think we were really seeing the ball well. And once again, and this has been the theme here in tournament play, and it's no doubt that you're 3-0 here in tournament action and District 11 champions, but you've had timely hitting. You get that leadoff double by JD, and you don't leave him stranded.
Right.
And that's
right.
So big.
Like, and again, we talked about that this morning. Have to get those runners across the plate. We get a lead. Then we can turn the stalls that are loose out there. My goodness. Wilson Sinclair, great job of catching. Everybody played 100% solid. We talked about it, and by golly, when you can talk the talk and walk the walk, then you become District 11 champion.
You know, and Coach, a sub-500 regular season, but we talked about that the records don't tell the entire story. This was a team that very competitive in a very different, difficult conference. Mother Nature gave me a little change-ups, but a team that you knew was senior-led and had all the talent and the potential, and you're really manifesting that, your best baseball playing played at the most important time of the season.
Absolutely. Not only that, but we put 9 solid baseball players out there on the field. Some of them don't have the experience, others do. But look at us up the middle. We got Wilson behind the plate. We got Jake on the mound. Bauer, Kern at short and second. We got Hunter Hastings in center field. Then we got the various role players beside him.
You look at the defensive performance tonight. And Jake, he's just so quick with the delivery. He's consistent with the pitches. No errors. No errors on tonight. And that when you can have Jake pitching strikes, defense that's stopping balls and getting outs, and bats that hit timely, you become a very difficult team to beat.
Right. We're going to help to continue this into next Tuesday night at the Pella Christian Gym. Has anybody heard who?
I didn't hear. We were getting miscommunicated on miscommunicated. I'm creating my own language. We had a miscommunication. We thought it was going to be in Dyersville. I was talking with Pat, but I thought it was in Pella Christian.
Pella Christian, yes.
So Pella Christian on Tuesday night, we'll wait to see who will play. And at this point, it really doesn't matter. Line them up. They're going to have to play against somebody. And really, when it comes down to it, it's about you doing your best and the guys doing their job.
Absolutely. It'd be nice if we got North Polk in the sub-state finals. Maybe we could turn it back.
That stuff, you're meaning to tell me the coaches register that stuff in their mind?
Absolutely. Well, hey, I've only been at this 17 years.
Well, you know, you're just getting about broke in, Coach. And congratulations on an outstanding performance. And we got two of your outstanding seniors that we're going to join here in a second. But what a postseason you're having here, and congratulations.
Hey, we would like to... I'd like to thank all the people that come up here to see this ball game tonight, all the people who listen to the ball game. It's your ball club, Albion, Monroe County. These boys, they work hard for everybody.
73 texts tonight, Coach, is what I got. Different people texting in tonight. 73, and that means there's a whole bunch of people listening out there tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Here and catch up with Wilson Sinclair. Jake Stalzer on deck is our continuous coverage of postseason action. The Blue Demons will win tonight, 5-1, the final score. When we come back, we'll have some of our star senior players right after this timeout. Welcome back to Eddyville. Site of tonight's big 5-1 win for the Blue Demons, District 11 champions, over an outstanding South Central Conference foe, the Rockets. And with me now is one of the star seniors on this Blue Demon baseball team, Wilson Sinclair. And folks, Wilson is supporting one of the best haircuts I've seen. And it must have been something in the water because it got contagious. And now it looks like half the team's got mohawks.
Yeah, that's right. Austin Summers started it off, and then the other night before our district semifinal game, four or five more of us went to JD's house, and we all got some mohawks. So it seems to be working, so we're going to keep them.
Do not shave that mohawk off. It's a good luck, and I'm going to rub it here in just a second. But talk about tonight's game. You know, you have Craig Larkin out there. He's an outstanding pitcher, one of the finest pitchers in state. And you guys got to go out there, and you – and right away, out of the gate, you rip the ball.
Oh, yeah. JD did a real good job working that count the very first at-bat and worked it full and ended in a game-opening double, and that's always a good way to start the game.
Two doubles for you tonight. The ball must look pretty big out there.
Yeah, I got deep into counts, saw a lot of pitches, and got to pick the pitch I liked on each of those counts and saw the ball well.
Timely hitting, you know, it's really been something you guys have been able to do well here in the playoffs. And coach has probably talked a lot about that. You get a runner on, you got to follow up with another hit.
Yeah, that's exactly what we weren't doing in the regular season. We were getting a lot of hits, hitting the ball hard, but we weren't hitting the ball when men were on base or in scoring position. But it's been a whole different story here in the postseason. We're hitting the ball when people are on second or third, moving them over, and we're just playing real good baseball.
Well, one of those good things that we're doing baseball-wise is we're not allowing runners to get extra bases. We're playing good defense, and that starts behind the plate. You know, you've got to make sure you keep the ball in front of you. The runners don't want to move on you because of your strong arm. But that's really an important part of the game is, you know, when you got a pitcher like Stalzer on the mound, and we'll talk about Jake here in a second, you don't need much of a lead. And you know the opponent, anytime they get a runner on, they're going to try to move them around because of Jake's pitching prowess.
Yeah, that's what they did tonight. They got a runner on first, nobody out, and they tried to bunt him over, and he popped it up. So that worked in our favor. But our defense, our infield's just playing. I don't think they've had maybe one error, but not more than that in these three games this postseason. And our outfield play has just been outstanding. We're getting the ball in as soon as we can, holding people to doubles, if not singles, every time.
We're talking with Wilson Sinclair, the outstanding senior on this Albia Blue Demon baseball team. Victorious tonight, 5-1, District 11 champions. And Wilson, catch you night in, night out for a guy like Jake Stalzer. It's got to be a joy.
Coach Britton said one time that catching Jake was, you could sit in a rocking chair and do it. That's about how it is. I love catching Jake. It's he hits his spots, and he's got good pitches, and it's a lot of fun.
I remember you guys, 10-year-old all-star team, and watching you guys go out. And from that, you know, you've really built a good relationship, good continuity, and you know each other.
Yeah, we know when, you know, when to call what pitches, and we get along real well out there.
Well, let's turn the headset over to that outstanding senior pitcher, Jake Stalzer. And Jake, let's just keep the conversation rolling along with this battery. You know, it does. I'm sure it has to give you confidence when you got a guy like Wilson behind the plate that you know that, that you know, when you throw the off-speed stuff or the changeup or the curveball that he's going to be there to hold it down. Yep. And he knows you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a great catcher. I've been with him for many years. We know each other well. We know what to. When to throw it. If I throw a bad pitch in the dirt, you know, he's going to block it with anything he can, and we just work well together.
Well, you've been really efficient. You've been ahead of the pitch on the pitch count on the batters, and your pitch count has been very low here in the playoffs, and I think that you know, from a spectator standpoint, that's important because you know, you're called upon to be the ace. How's the arm feel, and has that been something you can concentrate on, is making sure you're ahead in the count?
Yep, arm's feeling great. I've been focusing on keeping ahead in the count and just hitting my spots, trying to get ground balls, fly outs, whatever. I'm not really looking for strikeouts, just ground outs and pop flies will work.
Well, I think, Jake, that the opponents are getting the scouting report ahead of time, and I think you're in the heads of the batters right out of the get-go, and that puts you in an advantage. Talk a little bit, though, the pitching's been obvious and it's outstanding, but, man, not only are you throwing strikes, but you're hitting every strike that comes at you at the plate. You and Wilson must be hitting pumpkins up there because you guys are tearing the leather off the ball.
Yeah, we here in the postseason, we've been really ripping the ball good. I'm really seeing it well, like getting a lot of hits.
Talk about your team as well. You know, this team, a sub 500 season, uh-huh. But you guys knew that that you were playing quality opponents and were a solid baseball club, and you're starting to put all the ingredients together. You look around the ball time. You are backed up by eight other outstanding baseball players.
Yeah, I trust those guys behind me to make all the plays. They've been really playing good defense, like hardly any errors here in the postseason. We got into a little trouble of that in the regular season. That was kind of costing us some games, I think. But they're really getting their stuff together here in the postseason, so that's really helping out a lot.
Confidence. It seems, you know, after that big inning you guys had against PCM right out of the get-go, mm-hmm. It just seems like your confidence took and went to a whole different place here in the tournament. Is that something that I'm seeing as a broadcaster, or is that a reality on the ball diamond?
It's a reality. We're really pumped up to play. We're really excited. We know we can win every game that comes our way. Just hopefully we do well on Tuesday.
Well, hope is not something you have to worry about when you've got the skill sets that Jake Stalzer has. Jake, an outstanding career here at Albee High School, and we're looking forward to another great performance on Tuesday night. Congratulations on your 5-1 win tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jake Stalzer, the outstanding ace pitcher for the Blue Demons. You know, we talked about the contest tonight and coming down to pitching, and both Craig Clark and the entire Southern Iowa, and we got what we asked for. The Blue Demons were able to get four big runs in the third inning, that being the difference maker, and Albee will get the win tonight. And, of course, we're going to be back here on Monday bringing you Charger action. Chargers will take on Norwalk, and that will be a district finals. The Blue Demons get the district final win tonight over the Rockets, District 11 champions, the Albee Blue Demons, and they'll play on Tuesday night. We'll have that broadcast, and that will be live from Pella Christian High School. For Pat Powers to join me tonight. Pat, thanks so much for joining me here. What a great ride it was. Scoreboard looked a little different, but nonetheless, a great season for the Rockets and a big win here for the South Central Conference.
Kind of like that alumni football game they're already talking about next year, you know, and that's what you want to do. You want to look ahead. The football game next year, they want to be ready for that, and the baseball season against Albee and South Central Conference foes, the Rockets will be heard from.